if we could have roll call, please.
Bill Lockyer.
Bettina Redway, representing Treasurer Lockyer.
John Chung.
Cindy Ehrenberg, representing State Controller John Chung.
Cynthia Bryant.
Here.
Michael Peavy.
Paul Clannon, representing President Michael Peavy.
Karen Douglas.
Galen LeMay, representing Chairman Douglas.
Great. Everyone being present, we'll move to item two, approval of the November 17th, 2010 meeting minutes. Are there any questions or comments from board members?
Move approve.
Not having been present in the last meeting, we'll abstain.
I'll second.
Okay, there's a motion, a second. Are there any comments from the public? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining?
Abstain.
Okay. The minutes are approved, and we'll move to Executive Director's Report. Christine Solich. I think you need to push your button.
There we go. Well, thank you. And welcome, board members. First of all, I would like to let you know that we have secured the meeting room in room 587 for next year for all of our meetings, so we'll be back there next January. And secondly, I would like to report on SB 71, our sales tax exclusion program. This month, you'll notice in your binder that we are presenting 14 additional projects representing about $13 million in sales tax exclusions. We do have a pipeline report in number three in your binder. We will be reporting the applications that are received for our SB 71 program. And I'd also like to report under the pipeline report that we have also recently closed a transaction for a qualified energy conservation bond for the Fallbrook Public Utility District that closed last month. So we'll be reporting on a monthly basis on the activities in the program under the different these SB 71 bond activity and other programs as well. As I mentioned, we have 14 projects coming to you today. The total aggregate STEs extended through this program will be approximately $84 million over the next 3 years, of course. We also have some projects coming in January. It has slowed down a bit. We have about three or four projects, so they're relatively small projects, as a matter of fact. So we are well within the legislative notification threshold of $100 million for the year. We will be executing regulatory agreements with 12 of the approved applicants from last month. In fact, I think we may have concluded that process as of yesterday. One of the applicants has already executed a transaction for approximately $160 million in qualified property, resulting in a sales tax exclusion of $14.5 million. So our staff have been very busy analyzing projects and scoring, writing staff reports, executing the regulatory agreements, as I mentioned, and the conveyance and reconveyance agreements, all of which have been very time-consuming over the last couple of months. They've been coming in early and they've been staying late, and they have done some excellent work, and I think that they deserve recognition for the efforts that they have put in to the program. So I would like to recognize them for the excellent work that they've been doing. I'd also like to report on the CPIP interagency agreement. This is the ethanol incentive program that we are entering into with the Energy Commission. All parties are in agreement. It is being routed for signature in our office. And we will likely be bringing at least one participant agreement to the board in January. So that's what we're looking forward to in the ethanol participant program over the next month or so. With respect to the Energy Upgrade California contract with the Local Government Commission, all parties are in agreement. We are in the final stages of moving through the contract negotiations, and we should be moving to the signature phase within a few days. One of the tasks under the contract is to seek expansion of SB 77. That is the PACE bond loan loss reserve program that came to us last year through legislation. We are going to be working with the author of SB 77, Senator Pavley, to expand the use of those funds to include financial assistance for energy efficiency and renewable energy retrofit programs under the Energy Upgrade California program. And as part of the legislative revision, we are also seeking authority to develop guidelines to implement the Energy Upgrade program. So we will be working with the Senator's office and legislative staff to move through that process in the next several months. With respect to the generator program, staff have been very busy, but we've also been very mindful of the board direction several months ago to develop a sales tax exclusion program for renewable energy generators under our existing statute. We are considering a limited program with an overall cap, program cap, and a cap per project as well. We are actually meeting with the CEC this afternoon as part of the consultation with the PUC and the CEC to develop the program eligibility and the evaluation criteria. We are also considering input from stakeholders, and we hope to hold a public workshop sometime in early January. And then we expect to come back to the board in January at our January meeting, which would be the 25th of January, with the suggested program and a timeline to obtain further direction from the board. So with that, I would like to conclude the executive director's report.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments from board members? Any comments? No.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to second the recognition for the staff. The write-ups are really complete and really good, and there's a lot of them, so thank you.
Yes, well done. Any comments from the public? Okay, then we will move to item four, business items. 4A is also request for approval of a resolution. It's our annual delegation authority, I believe, again. So.
Good morning. My name is Dina Carrillo, and today staff is requesting approval of a resolution delegating certain powers and authorizing certain actions related to the bond financings. For those board members who sit on other of the authorities housed at the State Treasurer's Office, this is a similar resolution. You approved a similar resolution in April 2010. We do have a few additional powers that have been that we're asking that you delegate. The ability to respond to any audit, investigations, litigations, or claims made against the authority. The executive director and deputy executive director will report to the board when they use their delegating powers, either at the following board meeting or as appropriate.
Okay.
Staff's asking for board's recommendation, board's approval of the resolution.
Cindy, I believe, has a question.
I appreciate, you know what, thank you. You included the answer to my question in your staff report. Thanks so much.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? Any questions from the public or comments from the public?
I'll move approval.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. We'll move to item 4B, which is our all the pending applications for the sales tax exclusion. And Christine, I think we are going to do these all as one, but staff are going to present. There were a couple that are a little different from, or at least one that's a little different, or are we, is that?
Staff is actually going to recommend today that we do approve the all items 4B1 through 4B14 as one item. Of course, the board has the discretion if it wants to discuss any projects in more detail, we can pull those out from that item. But I can prepare kind of an overview of the whole package if you prefer.
Okay.
Great.
Great. CAIFA received 15 applications by the November 17th deadline. 14 of these 15 projects will be moving forward, and we are asking for your approval of all 14 projects, 4B1 through 4B14, today is one item. Together, they have a combined value of approximately $143 million in qualified property, which we anticipate will result in approximately $13 million in a sales and tax use exclusion. This $13 million STE will assist in creating environmental benefits valued at approximately $4 million and fiscal benefits valued at approximately $30 million. And again, this is the group as the whole. which will result in approximately $34 million in total benefits, with a net benefit value of $21.4 million, which is what we've calculated under the program regulations. Together, these projects are anticipated to create over 1,000 jobs, of which we attribute 125 to the program because of the way we calculate the marginal impact of the STE on the program overall. These projects, they're not the initial ones since they're our second round, include several landfill gas production facilities, one wastewater treatment biogas production facility, an electric vehicle manufacturer, several solar panel manufacturers, and a lithium and battery material mining and manufacturing company, as well as a research and development project for solar fuel generator systems. You'll note in the executive summary that the projects are a little more geographically diverse than they were last month. So that's something that we will be tracking. As you know, some local governments have questioned what the impact will be, and so we will be tracking that as qualified property is purchased. So again, staff is recommending that the board approve agenda items 4B1 through 4B14 as one consent item.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments from board members?
I just have one really quick question in response to that Imperial County letter that came. Does anyone know the answer to the question of whether they approved, did they approve something in the hopes that they would be getting the tax revenue, the use tax revenue?
If I'm understanding your question, you're asking whether Imperial County has approved symbol in applying for it?
If approved a symbol in some way, if they, you know.
Well, each, for the record, we have received several letters or a few letters this year in support of projects. The controller's representative is referring to a letter we received from Imperial County regarding a project in Imperial County. And they, to answer your question, local governments and local entities, including county jurisdictions, have the ability to approve various permitting in other situations. The program itself doesn't require any local jurisdiction to approve a project before coming to CAPFA. So I can't speak to that specific local jurisdiction's processes.
Okay,
so I think Christine has a follow-up.
I would just like to say that I believe that Symbol Mining Company is represented in the audience today. If you would like to hear from them directly, we can certainly call them up.
Okay, just if they know the answer to that quick question, and I don't mean approved in our process, but approved, I don't know.
I don't think they needed approval. I do think they have spoken with planning.
Yeah.
So they have definitely communicated with another department within Imperial County, which Imperial County may not have been aware of. So.
Hi, I'm Randy Groh with Symbol Mining. We have met with several departments of Imperial County, and we have applied for and been granted several permits, but there are several more permits to go for our project, so they're very aware of what we're doing. As our understanding was that we did not need to communicate with them or get any kind of an approval from them for this process, and so we did not have any communications with them about it, and then we were, surprised to hear about the letter as well.
So just for my understanding is we have a readiness requirement that they have to commit to use 25% of the sales tax exclusion within a year. So we leave it up to the company's determination or the applicant's determination as to whether they have sufficient permits or feel confident enough about their permitting process to go ahead and apply.
Okay, and you feel that you're there with the county?
Yes, for the first year, we have the right permits in place or applied for so far.
Okay, are there any further questions?
And I just want to make sure there's no representative from the county here today.
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks.
No question on this one, but I wanted to ask either Dina or Heather or Christine if you want to just say a word about the Caltech project. It's a little bit different than some of the others, and I fully support it. I think it's a great thing, but it might be worth just saying a word about.
Sure. For the first time, in our long history. CAFIS staff are recommending a project that doesn't meet the minimum threshold points under the program. This was something that we contemplated was very feasible when we designed the program regulations. We worked diligently with consultants and other stakeholders in order to try to capture each specific project, but in specific to agenda item, I apologize, 4B12, thank you. We are asking you to approve the executive director's recommendation that we waive the threshold for the specific project. We believe the public benefits related to the research and development project behoove approval of this project.
Thank you.
Okay, are there further questions or comments from board members? And are there any comments from the public?
I move approval of items 1 through 14.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, those items are all approved. Thank you very much, everybody. And we'll move to item 5, which is public comment. If there is none, we'll move to item 6, which is adjournment, and this meeting is adjourned. And for those, I don't think there's anyone in the audience, but board members who are participating in CIDLAC and TCAC, it starts at 1 again this time.